Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Mr. Scoggins is here as he is every Monday. He's on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Hello, sir. How are you?
I'm doing great. What's up, brother?
Let's start with Luis Arraez, and it's over. We have not had a chance to chat since the Twins made the trade. They pick up Pablo Lopez, one highly touted prospect, and another guy. And I look at this. You know what my number one reaction to this, Chip, is? It's failure for Falvin.
Mm-hmm.
When Derek was hired, and to a lesser degree, Thad, it was Derek and the Cleveland Indians pitching depth and his role in finding these guys. Well, they haven't found anybody young who they have developed yet, and you say as a starter, he's our guy. No one. Zero. It's trades,
yeah.
Right? They're all trades. Okay, so that's the first instinct. The second one is, once you react to these two, and then we'll kind of go back and forth, is as a guy who used to watch a ton of baseball and doesn't watch as much anymore because I don't like how the game is played now compared to before. And I get it, numbers, and you should try to play the game the best way possible, but it's we got it. Home run walks.
Yeah.
It is such a pleasure to watch Arraez, whether they're right in the heart of it or it's a meaningless game, and he will extract every ounce of juice out of that at-bat possible, and I still love to watch it, and I'm going to miss seeing those type of at-bats as opposed to big swing, stand around because there's way too much of that.
Yeah, my first reaction, I was bummed because I grew up in the same area as you where hitting mattered. Singles mattered.
Yeah.
Batting average mattered.
Yeah.
Taking professional at-bats mattered. When you get two strikes, you change your approach. And so, and I love to watch Arraez bat the way he, you know, if a ball's just off the plate, he shakes his head and he has all the gyrations there.
Right.
I mean, he was fun. And I understand, or at least listen to the comeback that, you know, they got a lot of corner players, he's kind of positionless. They need pitching. Chad, why can't you do both? Why can't you get your pitching in through your development? Why can't you get it through free agency?
Yep,
why do you always have to trade to get pitching? And that's my biggest problem is it's been a one-way street. They haven't developed anybody. They're not going out and this front office just does not want to commit big money to pitching. They want to try to find the retreads that have been good 5 years ago and try to, you know, use their system with their spin rates and all that to rekindle something. And so I just don't know why it can't be both. Why can't you keep players like Arraez and not have to trade him to get pitching?
Well, you're 100% right in the position and his body. His body has betrayed him. He's not great at any position, right?
Mm-hmm.
First base is probably his best spot. But let's stay with the pitching situation. This tells you what you have to give up to get a quality pitcher. He's not a great pitcher. He's nowhere near an ace from what he's done. He's had a bunch of injuries. He didn't last year. But come on, look at the track record. He's missed plenty of time. This is the thing. Because right now, of the two who's accomplished more, it's not close. It is not close. And the X factor is, I think for me, for the Twins to win this trade, not only does Lopez need to stay healthy, it's two things. They also have to allow him to maybe pitch to the sixth and seventh inning. Because if you're going to give up that much and he's just going to be five innings, give me a break, then just trot out Ober and Varlin and whoever. But if you're actually going to say, hey, he's good enough that we gave up a rise, let's let him see the seventh inning on a regular basis. And I also think that top prospect has to become somebody who's a factor in this lineup down the line.
Well, yeah, the prospect does. And he needs to stay healthy. I mean, we've seen them make trades where guys get injured, guys with injury history get injured when they get here. And so I'm curious to see if Falvey, because it's, we all want to dump on Rocco with the quick hook, but it's an organizational thing.
For sure.
It's above him.
Without
a
doubt.
Not just a Rocco thing. If last year convinced them that they have to change their approach, because you cannot have guys, you cannot be scared to go through an order a third time and then have a shaky bullpen. It just, that model does not work, and we saw it. And so they talked about this being the deepest. Falvey said the other day on the press, on the Zoom call, that this is the deepest pitching staff that he's had in his time here, and there's veterans that they trust. Well, are you going to allow these guys to go deeper in the game so you're not so reliant on your bullpen and you burn them out? I think there's a chance that they maybe learned a lesson last year. I hope they did, because that philosophy, I just don't get it, and I don't think it's a successful one, because you're going to burn your bullpen out no matter how great your bullpen is.
They should do that. I'm dubious they will. And you're so right. There's no way Rocco is doing this on his own. No chance. Now, I get it from Maeda, but let's go over this now. You got Gray. You got Molly. You have Lopez.
Joe Ryan.
These guys have shown themselves they can get to the, I didn't even say the sixth inning. I mean, it's so silly to say the seventh inning.
Don't go crazy on me now. Don't go crazy.
Right. And again, you know, they did go after Darvish and the guy who signed in Philly. I'm blanking on him, right? Wheeler. But part of the reluctance for starters to, let alone you're not paying us enough, is we don't want to be taken out every game after 84 pitches.
Yeah. Well, and that's the, you know, that is the irony of all the injuries that they had last year, pitching in just every player. I don't know that there's a team that's more cautious and more more in tune with giving guys days off and how much they're, you know, the rest days. And so I know they overhauled their medical staff again. They have a new system in place, but
that was it. That guy was the problem. I mean, it's just
he was the problem. But but I think Sonny Gray knows his, you know, he's been in the league long enough. I think he knows. I agree with Maeda. Let's see how he comes back from the injury. But these other guys, let him throw it. You know,
trust
your instincts on an in-game. Allow Rocco to say, you know what, this guy's going well. We're going to stick with. We're not going to have that same
That's
plan.
It. Every game's not the same.
Exactly.
All right, let's pause. Normally, it is the best NFL weekend of the year. Did Chip believe, or does Chip believe, it lived up to the hype? More with our friend Chip Scoggins from the Star Tribune in just moments. By the way, follow him on Twitter. Do it right now, at Chip Scoggins.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Back with Chip Scoggins at Chip Scoggins on Twitter. Outstanding Star Tribune columnist. Did it live up to the hype, Chip? I mean, four games, eight of the best teams. Later afternoon on Saturday, a little bit later than normal noon start on Sunday. What do you think? Compared to other weekends, this one was?
I watched both of them yesterday. You may disown me on this one. Saturday night, I turned off the Eagles-Giants game and watched White Lotus.
No. I would not disown you. I also was clicking around. Now, wait, season one or season two? Because I finished season one. I'm one episode into season two. Which one are you watching?
Well, it's funny. I did them in reverse order because when my daughter was home for Christmas break from college, her and my wife watched season one. I'm like, eh, I'm not watching it. So I watched season two with my wife. And it's better than season one.
It is better. Okay.
So then I went back and watched season one by myself. My wife rewatched it, but so that was season one. I watched the finale during the second half of the Eagles Giants blowout.
Could they include Alexandria though in season two?
I was rooting for her not to die.
Yes. Yeah. No, I'm with you. I watched about the first quarter and a half of the Giants and Eagles, and I checked out. The Jags hung in there.
Yeah.
Obviously, the Mahomes situation was compelling as heck. And by the way, it's not an automatic. The Mahomes is back to himself or close to himself next Sunday.
Well, he won't be. If it's a high ankle sprain, he won't be.
Yes.
That's something that's going to last for weeks. I mean, I think the games this Sunday are going to be terrific. When you look at these are going to be heavyweight matchups, and it would not surprise me watching the way that Joe Burrow and Cincinnati just took care of Buffalo.
Mm-hmm.
If they went in there, if Mahomes is, he's not going to be 100%. Now let's see how much function he can get back in it through, therapy this week. But it wouldn't surprise me the way they played yesterday. And I would not be surprised if both road teams go in there and win.
If I had to pick today, I would pick both road teams. And I'm not even sure it's a
surprise. The Eagles look good, though, Chad.
Yeah. I mean, they looked awesome, right? And it also made the Vikings look horrible. I mean, it made the purple look terrible. So let me say, I don't even think it's a surprise if Cincy wins, because you're right on Mahomes. Cincy's won three straight. The last couple of years, they've beat Kansas City three straight, including last year in Kansas City. And if he's healthy, I would take Mahomes.
Sure.
Without a doubt, if healthy, Burrow is my second pick. And I'll tell you what, that separation between the two isn't that much.
I love his bravado. I love the way he managed that game yesterday. Oh, and it helps when they can be physical like that and run the ball. That was the biggest surprise to me, how more physical they were than Buffalo. But Burrow's terrific. Yeah, I mean, it'll be interesting to see. I think people said Mahomes, him, Josh Allen. And now, Josh Allen's taking some grief nationally today.
Too many turnovers.
Yeah.
This year. Yeah. I mean, he's great. Come here. But this year, he just gave the ball away too much. How about your guy, Diggsy? Diggsy, arms up in the air, on the field, on the sidelines. And then the report, which is out there, that initially he walked out of the locker room before the coaches even talked to him, and then a pal convinced him to go back in, but of course he bolted right away. This is all of our shocked faces. on Stephon Diggs when it doesn't go well.
Well, when it doesn't go well, that's what he's going to do. Did you see the tweet from the Dallas Cowboys official Twitter?
No. Tell me what they did.
So we all know, like, these teams tweet out, and it's the most positive. So last night, the Dallas Cowboys official Twitter account, this is what they tweeted. Dak Prescott gave away the ball twice in a narrow loss to the 49ers in a matchup the Cowboys had a chance to win if they didn't, again, generate self-inflicted wounds.
Wow! I missed that! I mean, they're right, but man, oh man, that's unbelievable. Also in that game...
Is that Jerry Jones typing that out?
Oh, that's so good. I think I'm proposing a new rule in the NFL that one team... In both, one team has to have a kicker from, like, the stands. It's just so much more fun if there's a kicker involved in the game and you have no idea if he can get it past his own lineman. I mean, Maher and the drama was fantastic last night.
Well, you were cringing every time. And even, like, when they were...
Oh, I wanted him out there. I mean, I thought it was, give me more of this.
Yeah, when they were getting close to scoring, I was like, are they going to go for two?
Yes.
Like, I want them to score right here just to see what's going to happen.
Right.
If that first one did get blocked, that was obviously going to be a mess.
Oh, way left.
But, man, yeah, I normally kind of check out on special or on extra points. Don't really pay that much attention. Like those, you're glued to the TV to see how the car wreck syndrome. But, yeah, that was, you know, the way Dallas played, I'm sure they're incredibly disappointed. But the Niners are so good. I mean, they are so talented.
They are
just their skill guys, and their defense is fast and physical. I think they're the best team.
I do too.
But the quarterback situation, I just don't know how that rookie's going to keep playing. You know, will the pressure get to him? Yeah, will he get rattled by the pressure? I don't know. But they're the rest of the team. I think they're the best team.
How about Nick Sirianni comparing Jalen Hurts to Michael Jordan after the game? Hey, Nick, let's calm down a little bit.
Yeah. He had a nice game, and we like the progress that he's making. But let's keep it in perspective.
Let's just slow down a little bit. Gopher basketball, they're in it.
Yeah,
but it's still a loss. This is, I mean, honestly, isn't this like a D year for Ben? I mean, D minus. I mean,
yeah, Chad. I mean, the thing to me is like, they can't score. I mean, as
literally,
the stats today, they're like near the bottom, and there's 351 teams in Division I. They're near the bottom in scoring in a lot of offensive categories, and it goes back to Ben has to do a better job in the portal with guard play. I mean, their guard play is just not
a lot better.
It's just not Big Ten standard right now, and it's you know, it's affecting everything. Battle hasn't had the kind of year that we thought he was going to have.
Garcia.
The injury, Garcia.
Both those
guys. He's been better of late, but you know, I don't know how much Battle's injury before the season or right at the beginning of the season with his foot really disrupted him, but he just hasn't been the same player. But it goes back to guard play. You got to have solid guard play in every level of basketball, and they just don't have it right now.
Their guard play is lousy. Right, it's not even mediocre, let alone good. One last thing on the Vikings, and it was so predictable, but it's just gutless and unprofessional that the two brain wizards meet the media on was it Wednesday, and they the first or second question obviously is on the defense coordinator. We're still reevaluating. So what do they do the next day in a press release? They announce he's gone. It's just cowardice. And I'm sorry, it's just not a media thing either, because the fans should care. We all know they had already made the decision to fire Donatel. Kwesi, who's disappeared, by the way, he has disappeared after he gave one interview, and he gave a few more answers than apparently he wanted. So he's invisible, and they can't just answer those questions. The public should want to know how they've arrived at this decision. And it's just embarrassing. Don't give me all the Vikings Entertainment Network stuff, which at times is really good, by the way. Mm-hmm. A lot of good people, a lot of good stuff. But don't give me all this transparency BS. And then when you actually have something that's not good, you put out a weak-ass press release on it. Give me a break.
Yeah, and I mean, they knew they were good. I mean,
100%.
Donatello, he was not coming back.
And go on.
To me, more than anything, than trampling on what he did this year, I'm more interested, are you married to the scheme? Like, is Kevin O'Connell and Kwesi, are they married to this 3-4 scheme and just felt like, you know, the wrong guy was running? Or kind of what's their vision for the future? I mean, you can spin it forward if you're that way, but like, that to me is the most pressing thing. We don't need – I mean, we know what happened with Donatello. We know what the problems were. But are they going to stick with this scheme? Do they think the personnel fits it? Was it just implemented wrong? Those are the kind of questions that I think need to be asked of them. We just didn't get that opportunity. I guess we'll get it sometime at the owners' meeting or wherever next time they talk.
Right, exactly. They'll disappear for months, right? And Flores, I mean, sure, he'd be a great defense coordinator. He's interviewing for the Arizona Cardinals head coaching job. So I would think he's going to get a head job, not just a defense coordinator situation. All right, sir. What's on the agenda tonight at home? Relaxing, bang out the column. What do you got going?
Yeah, I think we're going to probably watch the. My daughter's at KU, Kansas.
They had a good game the other day.
So we'll probably watch the end of Baylor tonight. That's a big game. So,
how about are you watching MILF Manor?
It was funny. I was scrolling through the TV the other night trying to watch it or trying to find something, and I passed it.
Sure.
We have to stop on this because we were talking about all the bad stuff on TV. But it was a commercial, and then I flipped on. Is it worth stopping and watching or no?
I watched it a little bit the other day. It's so terrible. It's good.
How bored do I have to be to watch that?
Oh, come on. I love bad TV. So it's the moms. They're all ready to get a little something-something. And then who shows up? All their sons.
No.
What a great planet we have. It's just so good. All right, man. Be good.
All right, brother. We'll see you.
Chip Scoggins, 31 past 2 NCCO.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This ass reminded me about the number of great In Excess songs. Just playing these today. Enjoying it. Jason Whitlock has been in the media for a long time. A lot of different platforms, a lot of different perspectives. He has changed his own views fairly significantly. More open about his own belief in God, where he stands on the political spectrum, calling it out. guess what? There are tens and tens of millions of people in this country who agree with him. I think Jason Whitlock is a very smart man. I don't agree with him sometimes. I agree with him other times. I think, like a lot of people, he's looking for a reaction from hometown coverage at times. What he offered up the other day is repugnant. It's grotesque. And it wasn't a coincidence. So he's reacting to Shannon Sharpe, who made just a jackass out of himself, who has apologized today. You know, when he just, he should have been ejected from the Laker game the other day when he's getting into it with Dylan Brooks, then Jaws coming over, then Steven Adams. And, of course, if Jaws around, his dad's there. Can T. Morant ever just watch a game on TV? By the way, T., can you take the sunglasses off inside just one of these times? Just one of these times. So, Jason Whitlock reacts to it the other day. What's going on with Shannon Sharpe? Undisputed sinking ratings, social media derangement syndrome, skip jealousy, or coddled, and he uses the R word. I won't say it. It's grotesque. If you use it here on our text, you'll be permanently blocked. Permanently. Not a single text from you will ever come through here again. It is a grotesque, insulting, vile word. And it still comes up casually. It is indefensible for a single person ever use it. And I've had people I know use it, and I've called them out instantly. People I like. Every one of them has apologized. You're right. I shouldn't do it. Am I more sensitive to this because of Q? You're damn right I am. But you know what? You don't need to have Q in your life to realize using this term to make fun of others. That's it. To belittle others with hints. Well, you're like this person who by an immeasurable speck of a chromosome is different than you. And it could have been you. My boy will never live a second on his own. And I love him beyond words. Would I also like Quinton to not have Dirk Winnie? You could shoot me in the head and end my life if Quinton could have a more full life right now. I mean that to infinity. But I'm still incredibly lucky to have him. And Kathleen's been sick lately, so I've had him more, and it's just, there's nothing in my life that brings me more joy when he's happy. But to use that word, and then some of the people on Twitter trying to defend it, I got it. Twitter is a lot of things. We talked about this. But it's also cesspool stupidity and grossness. There's absolutely no defense for this word, and it gets tossed around. And do I think Whitlock knew exactly what he was doing by tossing this up? For sure. For sure. And how you can have so much hate in your intelligence and your heart and calculate yourself so much that you think this is going to resonate more with your group is shameful. I mean, do you still hear the word occasionally?
Not nearly as much as, I mean,
It's much more rare than
yes.
It is.
I mean, when I was in school,
yep,
it was commonplace to use it as an insult.
Yep,
it was commonplace also at that time for people to use it in a medical terminology or yes. Just describing people mm-hmm. that were mentally disabled in some way.
Yes,
and they didn't mean it as an insult.
Yes,
but it's been used enough as an insult. As horrifically as Whitlock did, and as many, many others have, were, okay, enough. We've moved past the point where we use that word. You know, there's plenty of other words that have been used as an insult for, whether it's people with handicaps, whether it's homosexuals, whatever it is. Words that were commonplace, in the schoolyard.
Yep.
And you just don't use them anymore.
No. Nope.
Because we've grown as a society,
yes.
You
nailed it, too. We can have words that 30 years ago, It was perceived as more acceptable, sometimes even technically. But we're allowed to evolve. Mm-hmm. Standards change.
Yes, and you can – the R word you say, it was perfectly acceptable technically. And maybe it would be today, but there's a reason, you know, doctors and therapists don't use that term anymore because it's been hijacked to mean awful things. And it shouldn't.
Without a doubt. I mean, there's zero defense of it. None. So if you even think about using it, just take a second and don't. If you want to needle people and have fun, more power to you. Never even consider this word. Now to what may or may not have happened down in Miami. A Fox News analyst, I have not heard of Geno Caldwell. He's a self-acclaimed sworn enemy of PC culture. So Fox and Friends this weekend, Caldwell said he was kicked out of a place because of his politics. He also said there's a target on the backs of people who happen to be black who happen to be conservative. He said he was kicked out because of politics. The cafe shared a different account. Said the group arrived, ordered food, sat in the inside corner of the establishment, but they talked quite loudly and said the conversation was troubling to some of their employees and customers. According to the cafe's statement, the group spoke about women in degrading ways and used eugenic arguments were on their thoughts on Roe v. Wade. Once it was clear they were finished with their meal, we told them that our views don't align and the language that they were using was unwelcome in our space. No shock since Saturday, enraged conservatives have posted tweets about boycotting the North Miami Cafe. Dozens of negative comments have also surfaced on Paradise Books and Bread's Google review page. We had somebody earlier who was texting us about a place and the politics of the owners. Unless some of this politics involve harming someone or in a degrading way, I don't care at all. I really don't. Like, Chick-fil-A takes heat, right, where the owners stand that they're closed on Sunday. I may not agree with all their politics. I don't care. I'm going there for the chicken sandwich.
That's a mistake. There's better options out there.
Yeah. Which is better?
No, Popeyes.
Popeyes.
Easily the fastest chicken sandwich
king. I would say their fried chicken sandwich is better. I think the traditional chicken is better at Chick-fil-A. I still think Chick-fil-A is pretty good.
Eh.
The one at Plymouth, my God, there's 5,000 cars waiting in line every single day. It's the same thing with acting. I don't care if someone, I don't align with them perfectly politically. Now, if they go above and beyond, they're bullying or they're denying, that's a line. Okay. But the politics, I don't know who's closer to telling the truth on this one. There is a line of if you're in a restaurant and you're so loud and an owner finds a conversation degrading, where they should have the ability to step in and say, hey, it's time to go. Now, if it's just normal politics, but you disagree with their normal politics and you're kicking them out, hell no. You absolutely should not be doing this. But this is what happens now in our society when you really don't know which side's telling the truth, where all of a sudden there is just an onslaught to crush this place.
Mm-hmm.
Now, is there also an onslaught to go to this place from liberals? I don't know. But if, let's say, the owner is right, and again, I have no idea. The owner has to think, is it worth it for me now to do this? Because if you know this person is visible, he or she is going to make a bigger issue about it, and your business could get crushed. Now, maybe it does the other way. Now, liberals are all going to your place. I don't know. But this is, again, you can't even have a meal without it just turning into a political and a social media debate.
Ah, America, isn't it great? No, you're right. The fact
really.
That we consider politics when it comes to where we're spending our money or the movies we watch or, you know, It's ridiculous. Yes, in this particular case, if their language was boorish and over the top and offensive, kick them the heck out.
Yes.
Absolutely. Kick them out. If you disagree with your politics, goodness, grow up.
There's
a lot of people you serve every day that you disagree with their politics.
10 years ago, it was Adam, and I don't know if it was Jenna still producing then, or and I said, we're going to get to the point where we're going to have the liberal restaurant, the conservative restaurant. They laughed at me. I'm not sure we're that far away. I'm really not sure where it might be commonplace. You can always chime in. 651-461-9226.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
2:55, that is the Lindis Construction Time Check. Time to have Minnesota-made Infinity from Arva Windows installed in your home. The last absurdity of the day when it's politics and food involves M&Ms. M&Ms. Once again, let's be clear about this. Peanut M&Ms, 100% better than plain M&Ms. I think you hit the wrong button here again. M&M's announced earlier today would take an indefinite pause from Spokes Candies, deciding the cartoon characters with arms, legs, and minimal facial features were simply too divisive for polarized America to take. I mean, now that this has happened, I think we'll figure out that mass shooting situation. I think we'll figure out the border once Maya Rudolph is stepping in. Jason, you'll feel better now that we don't have woke M&Ms.
I miss the sexy M&Ms, you know? Why'd they have to take away her beautiful high heels on that green M&M? Oh, yeah.
Sounds like there's some sick heat at the DeRusha house on the weekend.
Tucker said they ruined the green M&M.
They ruined them.
Yeah.
Although, didn't they add one color because it was very progressive, I think, this year?
Purple.
Oh, we'll get into this on
Drive Time. Let's go. It's coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.